我们首先翻到我们这段时间的经文，就是耶利米书第三章。
And Jeremiah 3 and verse 3.
三章三节，耶利米书。
The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.
Sorry.
What did I say? Jeremiah 3?
Yes. 耶利米书三十一章三节。古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
And that phrase in the middle of verse 3, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
这里提到说，我以永远的爱爱你。
And let's also turn to Matthew chapter 18.
我们再翻到马太福音十八章。
Let's start with verse 5.
第五节。
Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him if a millstone is hung around his neck and he was drowned in the depth of the sea.
马太福音十八章五节，凡为我的名接待一个像这样小孩子的，就是接待我。凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
Verse 10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
第十节，你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个。我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。
For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly, I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish.
人子来，为要拯救失丧的人。一个人若有一百只羊，一只走迷了路，你们的意思如何？他岂不撇下这九十九只往山里去找那只迷路的羊吗？若是找着了，我实在告诉你们，他为这一只羊欢喜，比为那没有迷路的九十九只欢喜还大呢。你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子里失丧一个。
And then also turn with me to Matthew chapter 22.
再翻到马太二十二章。
And we'll start with verse 35.
35节。
Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, Teacher, which is the greatest great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment.
35节，内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。”
And the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Well, let's commit this time to the Lord in prayer.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you that we have a chance to open your word together.
我们感谢你，我们的父，我们感谢你有这样的机会，我们一同打开你的话。
And Lord, we want to declare that we're dependent on your Holy Spirit to bring to life your word.
我们承认我们乃是靠着你的圣灵来解开这些话。
We thank you for your presence with us as we worship at the table you offer.
我们感谢你，当我们一同敬拜你的时候，你在我们的当中。
We thank you that we can glimpse into the life and words of you, Lord, when you were on this earth.
我们也一同来看主你在这地上的时候，你所显出的爱和生命。
Pray, Lord, that you would increase our ability to appreciate the vastness of your love.
也求主能够加增我们的度量，来明白你爱的广大。
We entrust this time, Lord, into your hands.
我们把这个时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus Christ's name.
用耶稣基督的名。
So our theme is based on that verse, Jeremiah 31:3.
我们的主题是从耶利米书三十一章三节来。
Which speaks of the everlasting love of God.
那里讲到神他有永远的爱。
And today, the topic, that we're sharing on is the revolutionary love of Christ.
今天我想分享的这个题目叫乃是基督那革命性的爱。
And to appreciate just how revolutionary and extreme Christ's love is,
让我们一同来思想他基督的爱是何等的带着革命性，何等的不寻常。
It's helpful to look at what society was like at the time of Jesus.
我想我们先看一下在基督所在的时候，那个时候的社会的情形是如何。
What was it like for people like us in the Roman Empire when Jesus walked this earth?
当我们的主耶稣行走在地上的时候，如果我们这些人生活在罗马帝国，那时候是什么样的情形呢？
So we dive right into it. Roman Empire was a extremely hierarchical society.
那我想首先说的就是罗马帝国，它是一个等级森严的一个国家。
People are viewed and valued based on where you are in the hierarchy.
那人怎么来看待另外一个人，都是看他是在这个等级中的哪一个阶层。
So, who you are and how important you are has to do with what level you're on.
所以你是谁，你的重要性如何，都是看你在哪一个阶层。
Now, this isn't just true of Roman Empire, this is actually true of most ancient societies and true in many places today.
那我想这其实不仅是在罗马帝国的当时，在古时的国家里面，在甚至在我们现代的社会，常常也都是这样的情形。
So, all ancient cultures were arranged this way.
特别是古时都是这样子来社会的运转。
But it's not just a hierarchy of rank or role.
但也不仅是说你在哪一个阶层或者你的职位是什么。
One writer says it's a hierarchy of being. It's much more important.
并且呢，也是这个阶层你所属的、你所示的这个阶层它本身。
Not just that the hierarchy says what my job is.
所以不只是说哦，你的工作是什么。
But who I am, what's my value.
而是你的所示，你所属的。
So specifically in Roman Empire, you had the emperors at the top.
那像罗马帝国，我们知道在这个帝国上面有这个皇帝。
Then you had lots of other rulers coming down from there.
那从这个皇帝下面有不同的这个统治者。
The famous ones you hear about are the senators.
然后我们知道有元老院。
Then you come down to Roman citizens.
然后有罗马的公民。
Remember how important that was for Paul?
我们记得对于保罗来说，他是罗马的公民何等重要。
Because citizens and Roman non-citizens, that's a big difference.
因为在公民和非公民之间有个巨大的差别。
And then below that, of course, you have slaves.
那在这个在下面还有奴隶。
In the Roman Empire, somewhat like 20% of the people in the whole empire were slaves.
那差不多在整个帝国里面 ,20% 的人口都是奴隶。
In fact, in Rome, it might have been much higher, closer to 40%.
那在罗马城中这个比例更高，可能要到 40%。
So the slaves are at the bottom.
那
slaves are at the bottom.
那当然这个奴隶是在整个阶级的下面。
But actually among the slaves, there are levels.
但是甚至在奴隶之间他们都有等级。
The highest slaves are usually the ones who were part of households, household slaves. And many times they even were called servants.
那些奴隶里面的最高的等级是那个在那些人家里面的，甚至他们可能会被称为仆人。
Another kind of slave would be the famous ones, the gladiators.
那还有的奴隶他们像那些角斗士。
What a life they live.
他们是在活的一个怎样的生活？
Everybody want to be a gladiator?
有人想当那样的角斗士吗？
You get to fight.
你的生命就是在那里打仗、
Sometimes、
打斗。
To the death.
有时候就是打到死。
And then below that, you had slaves who were working in the farms or mines. They were utter suffering. They were the lowest of the low.
那在那个之下，就是你要在田里、在矿里面工作的那些奴隶。
Now, it's important to remember that this kind of slavery in the Roman Empire, the master was completely ruled the slave.
那在这阶层里面, 这个主人和奴隶, 主人是拥有完全的这个掌控。
They could punish, they could kill anything. If a slave, it's your property.
奴隶就是他们的财产, 他们可以打他们, 可以惩罚他们, 做任何的事。
So that applied to everything, including all kinds of abuse.
那包括很多都是虐待性的。
Because slaves were just property, they weren't considered human.
所以这些奴隶对他们不过是一些财产，都不算是人。
But there are also many other hierarchies within Roman Empire.
那当然在这个罗马帝国里面还有很多其他的这种等级。
Because even in the families, there's very distinct hierarchies because it was a patriarchal society. So families were headed by the man at the top.
那同样就是在家庭当中，他们也有这样的等级，因为那像那个最上面的这个男性的家长。
So even in this case, which family you were born into and what your place is in that family was very important.
所以你生在什么样的家庭，你在这个家庭中的那个地位也都很不一样。
And even among the Jews there in that area, there are levels, of course.
那就是在这个帝国当中的犹太人，他们也有不同的等级。
You had the leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
你有法利赛人、撒都该人做领袖。
Of course, we meant the high priests.
然后有这个大祭司,
and so you had levels. What level are you?
所以你在这个当中是你属于哪一层呢?
And then they even had distinctions like the Judeans looked down on the Galileans.
那还有地域的差别, 那比如说犹太人, 犹大地的人, 他们就轻看加利利的人。
You know, with the good Jews who are here in Jerusalem, then there's the not so good ones. Up north.
那他们会以为, 哦, 我是好的犹太人, 因为我住在耶路撒冷里面, 那些住在北边的, 怎么样?
So does any of this hierarchy stuff sound familiar to you?
那我们讲到这些帝国里面等级的情形的时候, 是否我们觉得也听起来蛮熟悉的?
Can you think of places today that are very much like that?
你能想到如今, 在现代社会, 哪里跟这个也很像吗?
I think we'll list some later, so you can think about
我们可以思想一下,
well, just to make clear some of these dynamics in Roman society, I want to tell you about one event that happened in 61 AD. So it's about 30 years after Jesus.
那就是主耶稣定十字架之后,
there was a Roman senator. And he was killed by one of his slaves. That's not a good thing. But the custom at that time was,
但当时的习俗就是,
if a slave killed a master, not only would that slave be killed or crucified,
那个奴隶他要被杀，他并且他要被钉十字架。
All the slaves of that master would be crucified.
同时,
all of them.
同时这个主人所有的奴隶也要被钉十字架。
Now this was a problem because this particular senator had 400 slaves.
那这个在当时的社会成了一个事情, 乃是因为这个元老他有400个奴隶。
So they even debated in the Senate, what do we do?
所以那个元老院那时候还有一个争论说, 哦, 我们要怎么做?
What do we do? Do we crucify 400 people? Probably 390 of them are innocent.
那我们是要就把这400个人都钉十字架吗? 因为可能有至少390个人是无辜的。
Of course, that includes women and children as part of the slaves.
那这个奴隶里面包括他们的男人女人, 包括小孩。
So they had a big debate.
那他们当时有一个争论。
And they decided that they must follow custom. And so 400 were crucified for that one crime.
所以为着这一个的, 事件, 400个人就被钉十字架。
So just think about what this shows you about how they valued people.
所以这从中我们就看到他们是如何的来, 就是度量一个人的价值。
That they viewed slaves as so expendable.
他们就觉得这个奴隶们都是完全可以
There's a huge gap between free men and slaves.
And
And I think you all know that crucifixion was a punishment really for only for slaves.
我们也知道, 从这里我们也看到, 定十字架是一个对着奴隶特有的刑罚。
In other words, a Roman citizen would never be crucified. Too degrading.
就是他指的是对罗马的公民他们不能够用这个刑罚因为是太羞辱性的一种刑罚。
There's a famous speech of Cicero, who was an orator 100 years before, where he describes how Roman citizens should not even speak of crucifixion because it's so below them.
那当时的一个历史学家在当时他也讲到罗马的公民他们都不应该谈论定十字架这样的事情因为是太羞辱性的。And
did you know one of the reasons we don't know exactly what the cross of Christ looked like is that no Romans would do any artwork showing a crucifixion because it was so below them that they weren't supposed to speak of it, they weren't supposed to depict it.
这有一个结果就是我们今天其实不知道主耶稣钉十字架那个十字架具体的形状是什么因为罗马的公民他们不愿意谈论都不记载这种事情因为这对于他们来说是太低级太羞辱的。
Now, it's not our subject today, but obviously when we appreciate this, our hearts are touched by the fact that our Lord went that way, on that kind of punishment.
虽然这不是我今天所要讲的主题,但讲到这实在让我们想到我们主为我们所经历的是什么。
But when those 400 people were crucified, it shows you that the rulers, the senators, viewed them as worthless.
那这里我们就看到当时的社会对这些奴隶完全没有觉得他们完全没有价值,400个人就这样定了。
That in some ways they are less than human.
他们甚至觉得他们是低于人的这种等级。
And it was much more important for them to reinforce the proper order. That was what's important. You need to do this punishment to reinforce the proper order between master and slave.
对他们来说，这个社会当中的等级，主人奴隶维持这个制度是更重要的。And
to use terror in that.
那甚至需要用这种恐怖的方式来维持它。So
to terrorize all the other slaves.
好让其他的奴隶都惧怕。And
set a precedent.
然后来立下这个例子。
So that illustrates how dramatic the hierarchy was in Roman times.
那我也是借此就是说明这个社会上的等级在当时是怎么样的。
Now, I don't know how many in this room actually like philosophy or care about it, but I'll just make a point that even the most famous Greek philosophers who preceded Romans, that is Plato and Aristotle,
那我不知道大家对这个哲学有没有感兴趣，其实在当时 这个之前罗马之前的希腊，其实当时最著名的哲学家，那像柏拉图和亚里士多德、苏格拉底他们的想法。
For those who know, Plato and Aristotle have very different views of things.
如果你知道的话，其实柏拉图跟亚里士多德他们的观点有很多的不同。But
they both argue that there's a natural order within human society.
但他们都相信的一点就是在人类社会中有一个天然的一个秩序等级。In
fact, I'll quote Plato, nature herself intimates that it is just for the better to have more than the worst.
那个柏拉图他就有一个名言,他就说,这个自天然的,有一些人就是会比其他的人更好。The
more powerful should have more than the weaker.
那就是天然的,就是有一些人有更多的权利。
Justice consists in the superior ruling over and having more than the inferior.
那这就是这个天然的公义,这个天然的义就是有一些人要统治另一些人。That's
what Plato said.
这就是柏拉图他的所说的。And
Aristotle said very similar things.
那亚里士多德他的观点也差不多。That
some should rule over others is a thing not only necessary, but expedient.
那有一群人来统治另一群人,不仅是必须的,也是一个有益的。From
the hour of their birth, some are marked out for subjection, to be subservient, others for rule.
那这个是从一出生就有的人就有这个被统治的标记，有的人他就有统治别人的这个标记。
In other words, you're born into your level.
换句话说，就是你生下来就升到你那个等级当中。
That's the way it should be.
这就是天然的这个律。
Was anyone opposing slavery at that time among these thinkers?
那当时他们都是这些我们称之为智者哲人，那有人在那里思想这个奴隶的制度吗？
No one.
其实没有人觉得奴隶制度有什么不对，在当时。
Slavery is part of life.
我们觉得这就是这个人的这个一部分。
They can't imagine how would things work without slavery.
不能够想象如果这个社会没有奴隶怎么办。
Okay, so now we see how entrenched it is.
所以这样我们就看到他们所在的一个情形。
Not only is it severe, this hierarchy with slaves at the bottom, but everyone believes that's just the way it is.
这样的等级，这样奴隶在最底下的这种情形，是当时社会都以为没有问题的。
So each person's valueIs determined by where you are in the hierarchy.
所以每个人的价值都在于你所属的这个层次。
So we were talking about classes in this case.
或者说等级。
With rulers at the top and slaves at the bottom.
上面是这些统治者，在下面是这个奴隶。
But the same hierarchy also applies with race.
同时，这个等级也在不同的种族之间有这样的情形。
So the Greeks look down on the barbarians.
那像希腊人他们就轻看那些化外人。
Now we can think of lots of examples ourselves of race.
那这样当时这种例子实在是太多。
It also is true of gender.
那当然对于性别也是有这样的等级。
We didn't mention it, but in that society then, women had a distinctly lower place than men.
那比如说男人、女人，女人在当时是有一个明显的等级的差别与男人。
That was true of Roman society and also among the Jews.
不仅是在罗马当中，在犹太人当中。
Now, when we sit here and we hear about these things and look back in history, we know that something's deeply wrong with this hierarchy governing everyone's lives.
我们今天在回想这些历史的时候，我们很容易的看出这样的等级制度是有错误的。
We think it's wrong that all those innocent people should have to be crucified because one of their fellow slaves committed a murder.
我们很容易的看出那四百个人因着他们一个奴隶的行为要受死，这是有很大的错误在里面。
And yet this hierarchy and this way of us relating in society is the norm. It's the normal way in human societies throughout time.
那其实你想到吗？其实我们刚刚形容的这些情形，在人类的历史很长的时间都是那个人类的正常的，他们以为正常的情形。
So we think of something far away like the caste system in India.
那包括今天在印度的这个种姓的制度。
Think of traditional Chinese society, very hierarchical. And think of today in China. Are you a party member?
那比如说你是这个党员里面的一部分。
What level?
在这个里面你的这个阶层是多少?
That's all that really matters.
这也是影响到你的价值。
If you're in one of these low groups, you happen to be a Christian or a Muslim or a Tibetan.
那包括如今，那在中国你是这个基督徒，或者你是穆斯林，或者是你少数民族。
You're not useful to the state.
那你对这个社会来说，那你的这个价值就受影响。
You're not valuable.
你就没有这个价值。
So most people throughout history have been in societies where they're born and the level they're in.Determines their value, and very often it meant you're not worth much.
那所以我们就看到，在人类的当中，你在哪里出生，你在生下来的这个阶级，就影响到你的在社会中的价值。
Now we think that slavery is an old problem, but the fact is we have various forms of slavery now.
那我们也会以为奴隶制度已经成了过去，但是其实在今天也有一些不同形式的奴隶制。
There's slavery in the form of different kinds of poverty.
那因着，特别是因着贫穷，有不同样形式的奴隶制的发生。
One we're very aware of is things, the sex trafficking kind of slavery.
那像很多这种啊性工作者，他们其实就是在这个奴隶制的情形的系统底下。
In all these cases, someone is ruling over someone else and treating them as less than human.
因为在这个当中，你就看到人对待另一些人，把他们不当人来看。
So how can it be that this is so this norm throughout the world that's so bad, that's so pervasive?
所以我们就看到有这样的，我们看到。我们现在能够看出这其中有很大的错误。
But also, why is it so abhorrent to us?
那为什么这个对我们来说，我们现在能够感觉到呢？
Why do when we look at it, we say this is so wrong?
我们现在一看就说这是错的。
Even if it's not happening to us.
甚至这不是在我们切身的事情，我们也知道。
And of course, the easy answer is that God's loving design.It's not his intent for us.
那其实如果一个简单的答案就是因为神造人不是如此。
God created us and loves us, in a different way than this.
因为神在创造我们的时候，他是在他的爱里面创造了我们。
So let's just look at that. Let's look all the way back at the beginning of creation. We see God creating men and women.
所以我们回头来看，神在起初是如何造男造女。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26,
在创世纪一章二十六节
，Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, every creeping thing that creeps on earth." So God created man.In his own image, in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them.
26节，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So throughout human history, when we say people are valuable,It goes back to this very beginning.
所以我们如果能够看到人的价值，我们人的价值的这个根源，其实都应当回到这节圣经。
God created mankind in His own image.
就是神说，我们要照着我们的形象造人。
God expressed His love by creating us.
神在这个创造的过程中，乃是要表达出他的爱。
And then we get a picture in the garden that God not only created us, but put us in a place where we could commune with Him.
然后神把人，他所创造人放在这个园中的一个目的就是不止他们被创造出来，而是他与神有交通。
So He created us out of love.
所以他是在爱里面创造的人。
We are objects of His love.
我们是他爱的对象。
And we were created to love Him back.
所以当人被创造的时候，他们也会爱神。
Every single one of us.
我们当中的每一位。
That's God's beautiful design in your creation.
都是神他美好的创造设计的一个的一个对象。
And then of course we have the fall.
那我们知道人之后堕落了。
And we have what the fall led to in terms of the way our human experience.
那人的堕落带来之后，人所经历的。
So after the fall, Adam and Eve had two sons.
那在人堕落之后，亚当夏娃他们有两个儿子。
And then, what's one son do to the other son?
那我们也知道，其中的一个儿子对另外一个儿子做了什么。
So when Cain killed Abel, was he viewing his brother as a child of God, a creation of God?
当该隐动手杀亚伯的时候，他是否有看到他的这个弟兄是神所创造的
？No, Cain looked at his brother as competition.
他只是看到该隐，只是看到他与他的弟兄在那里争竞。
His brother is in the way.
然后在这个争竞当中，这个弟兄挡住了他的路。
He didn't see his brother as precious in God's sight.
而没有看到他的弟兄是在神的眼中何等的宝贵。
So precious in God's sight that when his blood was shed, it cried out.
是这样的宝贵，以至于当这个他的弟兄流血的时候，这个血从地里都能够发出声音来。
So ever since the fall, we have this problem.
所以从人堕落之后，我们就有这个问题。
That instead of seeing other people as the children of God,
我们没有办法再看其他的人是神的儿女。
That God values and loves each one of them.
没有办法再看到神的这个给人的价值。
Seeing that they are deserving of our love.
看到他们配得值得我们的爱。
We see others in terms of how someone is useful to me.
而是我们在看，哦，这个人对我有没有用。
What can they do for me?
哦，他能为我做什么？
If they're no use to me, then they're of no value.
如果他们对我没有用，他们就没有价值。
So what happens is we as humans can cross a line into seeing fellow humans as less than human.
这样子能够到一个地步，就是我们人看其他的人，觉得他们都不如，不在这个人的这个等次里面。
So we can see the slave as not human anymore.
所以才会有在古时，在当时他们看这些奴隶都不把他们当人看。
Or we look at the untouchables and say they're not really human.
甚至可以说他们都不是人。
And that's been a problem in mankind ever since the fall.
那这就是人类的历史，从人堕落之后就开始了。
And everywhere we look in human history, we see all these atrocities which go back to this core.
然后我们也，当我们回看人类的历史，许多的这些悲剧都是回到这一点。
Nazis treating the Jews.
那我们想，纳粹他们如何来对待犹太人
？The Japanese treating the Chinese.
那日本人对待中国人。
The Chinese leaders treating their own people.
那当时中国的这个领袖来对待人民。
It's everywhere.
其实在各处各地。
Especially when there's a hierarchy of power. Well, when this happens, these societies are run on power.
这个等级里面就是讲到权力，那这个等级的运行就是权力的这样子的一种实行。
So whoever's in power looks down on the ones below.
那凡有权力的，他们就轻看或者来统治他们下面的那一个。
So sadly, this is still true today. Throughout the world, you still have many people are living under such oppression.
那很不幸的，这样的压迫，这样的等级的压迫，在今天也是常见的。
I'll put it another way. Human society without God's influence always moves this way.
人的社会的运行，如果没有神的干预，这就是人社会运行的方式。
So we will see the effect of the fall. We see the effect of sin in society all over the world.
这就是我们看到人堕落的果效以及罪的果效在人的社会当中。
But there is a wonderful exception.
但是其中我们看到一个奇特的例外。
The exception is when God has had His way and His will.Revealed and acted upon.
这个例外就是当神他的道路他的旨意被显出来的时候。
The reason we can say this is it's so wrong is because God has shown His will.
我们今天能够明白这些的错误，乃是因为神把他自己的道路启示出来了。
So when looking through history, it's when people have heard from God what His preference is and His way.And lived it, acted it out. Then there are going to be exceptions to this problem.
在历史上，只有当神啊所启示的，把神的心意能够彰显出来的时候，才成为这个人类历史中的这个例外。
So at least we can talk about positive things now, not be so negative.
所以我们终于可以讲到那些积极的一面，而不是在停留在这些的败坏当中。
So looking at the history of man, we know, of course, because of the fall, the Lord had to do many things to restore and bring us closer to Himself.
那在人类自从堕落之后，神多方用很许多的方式来恢复他的旨意。
And one of the things He did was to give the law.
那其中一个就是他把律法赐下来。
And of course, a big reason for the law was to restrain our sin.
那律法的一个功用就是他要限制，使这个罪不再扩展。
But another purpose of the law was for God to show His heart.
但是律法的另外一个功用就是神要显出他的心。
When He expresses His will, He often is showing His heart.
因为神他显出他的旨意的同时，常常他也把他的心给我们看。
Then we see in His law that God still has a heart for each person.
在他的律法当中，就看到神对每一个人都有他的心意。
We'll just look at a few verses quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 18.
我们快快的看几处的经文。生命记十章十八节。
Just as examples.
一个例子在这里。
Chapter 10, verse 18.
十章十八节，生命记。
He, meaning God, administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
十八节，他就是这里的他就是神，他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的赐给他衣食，所以你们要怜爱寄居的，因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的。
So we think of the Lord giving these as restrictions or laws of how to do things, but notice the very law shows us God's heart.
我们可能都以为神给律法是要让来辖制犯罪的事，但在这个律法当中，我们也看到神的心。
The very people that are going to be ranked low and considered worthless, he mentions. Fatherless, widow, strangers.
那些在社会中是底层的，是没有用处的，但是他在这里提到他们说孤儿寡妇。
And he makes very clear that when people are following his direction, those people will be treated fairly.
那当这个百姓能够遵循神的律法的时候，就是这些人他们也能够被公平的对待。
Let's look in Exodus chapter 2.
我们再看
21.
出埃及记21章。
Because he mentioned slavery already.
那里他提到了奴隶。
Now we know that slavery among the Jews was very different than all other slavery.
我们知道在犹太人中的这个奴隶与其他的情形的奴隶是很不相同的。
21:2 reads, If you buy a Hebrew slave, a servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in seventh he shall go out free and pay nothing.
第21章二节，你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白的出去。
So even though slavery was still part of their reality, God was putting limits on it, showing his concern for the slave, the person.
虽然奴隶制在当时也是社会的情形，但是神在这里放了一个限制，让这些人在年限之后可以白白的出去。
Look at verse 26, same chapter.
26节。
If a man strikes the eye of his male or female servant and destroys it, he shall let him go free for the sake of his eye.
26节，人若打坏了他奴仆或是婢女的一只眼，就要因他的眼放他去得以自由。
Now the Roman master, he could do anything to his slave. So if he strikes his slave and knocks out his eye, no problem.
在罗马的帝国，这个主人可以对奴仆、奴隶做任何的事情。他如果伤了他的一只眼或者什么事情，就是没有责任的。
But here you see God showing his heart. He's saying that as a master, you need to be careful. And if you do something like this, it's so bad.That slave should go free, and including if it's a woman, by the way, man or woman.
但是神的律法在这里说，如果你对你的奴仆，包括女人，如果你对奴仆或者婢女做了这样的事情，这是不对的，你就要让他得自由。
Deuteronomy chapter 23,
生命记二十三章
，verse 15,
十五节。
You shall not give back to his master the slave who has escaped from his master to you. He may dwell with you in your midst and in the place which he chooses within one of your gates, where it seems best to him. You shall not oppress him.
若有奴仆脱了主人的手逃到你那里，你不可将他交付他的主人，他必在你那里与你同住，在你的诚意中要由他选择一个所喜悦的地方居住，你不可欺负他。
So in these examples here, you see God is actually saying that if a slave escapes, you can let him stay free.
这里我们就看到神在这里竟然说，如果有这个奴隶逃到你那里，你可以让他自由的居住。
Now, in any other society, that's unthinkable. If a slave escapes, you send him back, so he's getting punished.
这个在当时任何其他的社会都是不可想象的。如果你有抓到这样子逃出来的能力，你一定要把他送回去，让他受惩罚。
So another way to say that is that you see in God's heart, actually are the seeds, are the basis for eliminating slavery eventually.
所以就是在当时的这些律法当中，我们也看到了这个种子，这个根基，就是后来我们废除奴隶制的这个根基。
But the bigger picture we want to appreciate today is that God shows through His law that He cares for each person.
所以我们今天我想讲的就是，在神的律法当中，我们看到神是何等的看顾、关心每一个的人。
And as we already read this morning, when Jesus was asked, what are the two greatest commandments? The second one he mentions, of course, is love your neighbor as yourself.
我们之前已经提到，当有人问主耶稣最大的两条诫命是什么的时候，主的回答的第二个就是要爱人如己。
And he's quoting Leviticus 19:18. We don't need to turn there, but so in other words, it was there in the scripture showing God's heart that we are to love our neighbor.
而主耶稣这么回答，他是引用的是利未记的19:18，所以我们看到这个思想在神的律法中是这样的明显。So
God's love is for each person.
所以神的爱乃是对于每一个人。His
love is seen in His care for the vulnerable ones.
特别是在神来看顾那些软弱的、有需要的人上面。And
this goes absolutely against the order in Roman society.
这个与当时的罗马的这样有等级的社会是何等的不同。So
in Roman society, women are inferior to men.
在罗马的社会，女人是不如男人。Slaves
are inferior and even considered not human.
奴隶在其他的人底下甚至不算为人。Blind
beggars, people who are not valuable to society, are considered worthless.
那些瞎眼的那些乞丐，在这个社会中没有用处的。So
that sets the stage for us to appreciate more how revolutionary Jesus Christ was.
当我们想到这样的情形的明白的有这个背景的时候，我们能够更多的来思想主他的爱是怎样的爱。This
is the culture he lived in.
那是他当时所生活的一个文化。And
it's typical all over the world.
并且其实是在人堕落之后，就是整个全人类的情形。So
let's just look at a few verses as we consider the love of Jesus.
所以我们来看。 那主耶稣他彰显的爱是怎样的爱？
And especially his actions.
特别是他的行动。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8, if you would.
马太福音8章。
Starting verse 1.
第一节。
Matthew 8. When he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
马太八章，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。有一个长大麻风的来拜他，说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净的。”耶稣伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧？”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。
This is just one little example, but of course you see what Jesus is doing is breaking through all these barriers.
这是一个小小的例子，但我们看到主耶稣他所做的其实是拆毁了当时社会中的这些隔阂。Others
would say the lepers are hopeless. Just stay away from them.
因为对于社会来说，这些大麻风的人是没有盼望的，你们要远离他们。But
when they came worship him, he not only accepted him, he put his hand on him.
但是当这个长大麻风的人来拜他的时候，主耶稣不仅接纳他，甚至伸手摸他。We
see in that action, we see the same thing happen. If, as we read the Gospels, we see Jesus do the same thing over and over, which is to reach out, touch the person, or interact with the person, even if it wasn't acceptable to society.
那在福音书中我们就一再一再地看到主耶稣做了这样同样的事，他接纳他们，他与他们交谈，与他们接触，这些对于社会来说是不被接纳的人。
He's always dealing with the powerless, the vulnerable people.
在社会中这些没有权势的人，在社会中这些软弱的人。
Those in society would say, Jesus, why are you doing this?
甚至那个社会当中的那些有权势人说，耶稣，你做这些做干什么呢？
Another examples, other examples we can think of. In John chapter 9, we have the story, we won't read it. We have the story of the blind beggar. Born blind.
那另外一个例子就是约翰福音九章里面那个生来瞎眼的讨饭的人。
And Jesus goes through the extra effort of anointing his eyes and giving him sight.
主耶稣他也做了很有很详细的说到主耶稣做了什么来使他的眼睛得着看见。
Now the only thing that society thought that beggar was, that blind man was good for was just to beg.
对于那个社会来说，这个生来瞎眼的他实在是一无用处，他唯一的用处就是在那里讨钱。
So maybe he gets some money and then share with his family.
那或许他能够讨着一点钱来做供生活。
Otherwise he's useless.
不然他真的是一点用处都没有。
But when Jesus gave him sight,
但是当主耶稣把他的这个视力给他的时候，
Now he became a full person.
他就成了一个这样完全的人。
He had his whole life in front of him.
在他的生命就开始了。
And then Jesus came back and made it clear who he was, and this man worshipped Jesus.
当他再一次碰到这个人的时候，主耶稣告诉他他自己的琐事的时候，这个人他就拜他。
So Jesus gave him eternal life.
所以不仅是给主耶稣，不仅给了他这个视力，这个当时的这个生活生命，也给了他永远的生命。
So.The useless blind beggar becomes a child of God with an eternity side by side with the rest of believers.
所以这个在社会中毫无用处的瞎眼的这个讨饭的人，如今有了永远的生命，并且是能够在天上与所有的圣徒一同的在那里。
Now, since I mentioned slavery so much, so we'll touch on a verse related to that.
那我们也提到了这个奴隶的制度。我也想再提到一节圣经。
Here in the same chapter,
在同一章节里面
verse 5 begins, And now Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. I'm sorry, still chapter 8, Matthew 8.
马太八章五节
Starting with verse 5.3, 5, 6.
这里给我们看到的故事是耶稣进了加百农，有一个百夫长进前来求他说，主啊，我的仆人害瘫痪病躺在家里，甚是疼苦。
Now we know the rest of the story. This is a story that we usually focus on the fact that the centurion shows tremendous faith.
那我们也都熟悉接下去的故事，并且我们常常的重点乃是，哦，这个百夫长他有何等的信心。
But most likely this servant was actually a slave in Roman society.
在罗马的社会当中，他这里说我的仆人更可能就是一个奴隶。
So normally you would say, well, he's just a slave. Who cares? He's not worth extra effort.
这样的社会当中，那也想，哦，不过是个奴隶，他有什么，价值呢？为什么劳烦你去做这样的事呢？
But what does Jesus say in verse 7? He says, I will come and heal him.
但是在第七节，主耶稣的回答是说：“我去医治他。”
So in Jesus's mind, this wasn't a worthless slave. This was someone who's worth healing.
所以从主耶稣的回答中，我们看到他不是把这个奴隶当成一个没有价值的人，而是他值得他去医治他。
And you might say, well, maybe the centurion, this guy was extremely useful.To him. He was a very useful slave, and now things are falling apart because of that.
那你可能会说，这个奴仆可能对这个百夫长是何等的，是非常有用处的一个人，他不能离开他。
But notice in the words of centurion, he came to Jesus because he was upset that his servant slave was suffering. It wasn't because he wasn't useful. It's because he was suffering.
但是这里我们看到这个百夫长他一开始来他所提的乃是他因为这个仆人他疼痛他甚是疼苦所以他来找主耶稣。
So it's almost as if Jesus could hear in the centurion's care for this slave that he cared about this person and he cared too. And he said, I'll go heal him.
所以我们来说当这个主耶稣看到了百夫长对于他的仆人的这个关心的这个心的时候主耶稣显出这样的心说我去医治他。
So once again, where a person was in this hierarchy didn't matter to Jesus. He cared about the person.
所以我们看到主耶稣所在意的不是说这个人他在这个阶级里面在哪里而是这个人。
Another way that slavery comes up in an interesting way is in parables.
那另外一个提到这个奴隶制相关的就是在一个比喻里面。
So we turn to Matthew 25.
马太二十五章。
And we have verse 14.
十四节。
The parable of the talents.
就是才干的比喻。
Now we're not going to read through this.
我们不需要读它。
But in this parable we know that we have clearly a story in which a master has servants.
那这里同样有这个主人和仆人。
And he gave them talents.
他给他们看着给他们银子。
And then asked them to trade them while he was gone.
那叫他们去做买卖当这个主人去国外的时候。
And so this is really a story about faith, servants trusting and obeying their master.
那这里我们知道这个比喻呢是讲到仆人的这个忠心。
But you'll notice, especially in this story, the slave or servant ends up, the good ones end up being rewarded greatly.
但我们要看到我想提到是在这个比喻当中你也看到那些忠心的仆人他们的结局是什么。
So verse 20, so he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I've gained five more talents besides them.
二十节，那领五千银子的又带着另外的五千来主说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。
His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things.
然后
enter into the joy of your Lord.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And in other parables, he talks about the faithful servant is actually going to be in charge of cities.
那在另外一个比喻里，他也提到，这又良善又忠心的仆人，他们可以管理城市。
So notice in this picture, you take someone who's at the bottom, the servant slave, but based on their obedience and based on their character, what happens at the end of the story? They end up being given authority and entering the joy of the Lord.
所以我们看到这本来是在这个阶层里面最下面的这些奴仆，但是因着他们的忠心良善，他们的结局是什么？主会给他们这个权柄，也给他们来享受主人的快乐。
So that's what matters to God.
这是神眼中看为宝贵的。
And the level that someone's at actually doesn't matter anymore.
而是当那的神眼中所看的不是他们起初的这个阶层。
The first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
甚至主说，在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
What about women?
那我们再说另外一个题目，就是那女性呢
？Now today it's very very common to say, oh well, Christians are all treat women as second class citizens or whatever.
因为现当今的社会有一个说法说，哦，基督教就是把女性当成一个第二等的。
But when you understand the way women's place in society back then, you realize that what Jesus did was revolutionary.
如果我们能够思想在当时女性在社会中的地位的时候，主耶稣他所做的其实也是革命性的。
We were in Matthew. Go back to Matthew chapter 8 if you're still there.
我们再回到马太八章。
You don't have to turn, but verse 14. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever.
耶稣十四节，耶稣到了彼得家里，见彼得的岳母害热病躺着。
Did Jesus say, "Well, she's just a woman; doesn't matter"?
那主耶稣是不是就说，哦，她不过是个女人
？In fact, she's an old woman; she really doesn't matter.
甚至说的更就是哦，这是一个老女人，我们不需要管她。
No, of course not. Jesus touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them.
而是耶稣把她的手一摸。热就退了，他就起来服侍耶稣。
So in many examples, this one in many examples, what do you see? Do you ever see Jesus saying, "Well, women are out of here"?
所以这是其中的一个例子，是我们知道，我们想啊，主耶稣是否曾说，哦，你因为你是女人，你不要在我的旁边，你要出去。
Not only care about Peter's mother-in-law.
主耶稣不仅是在那里看顾了这个彼得的岳母
，enough to immediately heal her.
并他这样马上的医治了他。
But it was totally fine for this woman to be a part of the team serving them.
并且使这个妇人她能够在这个当这一群人的当中来参与。
And we see that throughout the 3 years of the Lord.
这在主耶稣三年的在地上的时间服侍的时间，我们可以看得很明显。
And of course, there are many examples. Let's just look at another one, Luke chapter 10, very famous verses.
我们再看一个例子，是在路加福音的第十章
，Chapter 10, verse 39,
三十九节。
And he said, and she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
三十九节，她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And verse 42.Well, let's start at 41. Jesus answered and said to Martha, 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 you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
41节，耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So here we see, not only is it okay for Mary to sit at Jesus' feet.
所以这里我们看到，不仅玛利亚她可以坐在耶稣的脚前
，but the Lord is commending her for her priorities.
并且主在那里称赞她说，她选择了那上好的。
Now we all take this for granted. We're like, okay, that's normal.
那我们今天可能就觉得这是很平常的事情。
It was not normal.
但在当时这不是正常的事情。
Do you think the Pharisees in the synagogue would say the women could sit and listen? No, they'd be off in a separate section or maybe outside.
你想当时的这些公会的人，这些法利赛人会说，哦，你这个女人可以在坐在这个讲道的人脚前吗？不是的，他们要被在另外的这个一个院子或者在外面。
In John chapter 4, of course, Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman. Now there's a level of society, because Samaritans really weren't, they're looked down upon by Jews.
那另一个例子就是在约翰福音四章里面讲到的那个撒玛利亚的妇人。那这不仅是妇人，这个撒玛利亚人也是对犹太人来说，他们也是很低等。
But Jesus interacted with her, even though she was Samaritan, and even though she was a woman.
所以主耶稣对待她是先把是把她当作哦，她是撒玛利亚人，她又是个女人，这样来看待她吗
？In Matthew chapter 15, we hear about Jesus in talking to a Gentile woman.
那在马太十五章那里，我们也看到主耶稣和一个外邦的妇人说话。
No, we won't go there. Sorry, too much time. It'll take too much time.But she's the one who said, "We'll even eat the crumbs that fall off the table."
就是那个讲到啊，就是从桌上掉下的碎渣的那个故事。
Now that was a very interesting one because Jesus kind of plays along with the fact that she's not a Jew.
那我们要看那个对话的时候呢，是要看到主耶稣是就是顺着这个他，因为他不是犹太人，所以顺着他这样来谈话。
But he casts out the demon in her daughter.
但是之后，最但是那个结。
Her child. Her child.
So there are many other examples. 乃是主耶稣把他女儿的这个身上的鬼赶走。
There are many other examples.
所以有许多这样的例子。
Who anointed Jesus before the crucifixion? Mary, the woman.
那在主耶稣上十字架前是谁来膏了他呢？是玛利亚那位一位女人。
The first person or people that Jesus spoke to after he was resurrected.
主耶稣从死里复活之后，他是与谁哪一个人第一个人来说话呢？也是一位妇人。
All throughout Acts, we see women in, we see them in the upper room praying, and we see them involved in the Lord's work.
那包括在之后的故事，我们看到在门徒们在那个房间祷告的时候，妇女也在那里。
Okay, so we want to look just one more.Aspect of showing God's heart for each person is shows up in his words about children.
那我想最后再看一个，就是看到神看顾每一个人的点在他看待这些小孩子。
So we can look in back in Matthew chapter 18, which we read at the beginning.
那马太十八章。
We see when Jesus is talking about the little ones, he's talking about actual children, but in some ways, some of the verses apply to any others that are considered less.Important.
那在圣经里面提到这些小子，那当然很多地方它是指着小孩子来说，但也指这些社会中的这些不重要的人。
We'll start with in chapter 18, verse 5. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Verse 6. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin or to stumble, it would be better for him.Millstone was hung around his neck.
十八章五节，凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我；凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把这大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
Notice how harsh these words are, these warnings.
我们看到主这里所给的警告是何等的严厉。
In fact, some of the harshest things Jesus said are in verse 8 and 9.
那其实有时候主耶稣所讲的最严厉的话。可能是第八和第九节。
Right after he's talking about causing a child to stumble, causing a child to sin, in verse 8 he says, if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire.
这里的上下文先是讲到了你使我的一个小子跌倒，然后第八节说，倘若你一只手或是一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉；你缺一只手或是一只脚进入永生墙，如有两手两脚被丢在永火里。
And we won't go into all of that, but notice in verse 10, he's still thinking about the little ones.
然后到了第十节，他还是在讲到这些小子。
Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of the Father who is in heaven.
你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个。我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。
Verse 11, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
人子来，为要拯救失丧的人。
So we see here that it's almost like the burning passion of the Lord as he's concerned for each one, each child. But you think of that, it means each person.
这里我们看到主耶稣有这样子好像一个燃烧的心肠对于这些小子们，但我们也知道他对小子们有这样的心肠，就是对每一个人都有这样的心肠。
And then he says these famous verses.
然后我们来到这十二，这很出我们都熟悉的一节。
In verse 12, what do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go seek the one?
十二节，一个人若有一百只羊，一只走迷了路，你们的意思如何？他岂不撇下这99只，往山里去找那只迷路的羊吗？
So we think of these parables where God is saying, look, I care about each one. It's one out of 99 sheep, or it's the lost coin, or in Luke, the prodigal son.It's another story of the lost one regained.
所以我们从这些比喻当中，无论是这个羊的比喻，或者那丢掉的那个小铜钱的比喻，或者是路加福音里面浪子的比喻，我们看到主的心是为着每一个人。
None of this is new to us, but we want to really appreciate today God's love for each person.
这些故事对我们来说都不是新的，但是我们在其中看到主是对每一个人有这样的心意。
And we see in Christ how that love just shatters all the barriers between hierarchies.
那主他给彰显出来的爱就打碎了一切的这些障碍。
And it means God values each person. Doesn't matter that if they're in a lower level.
乃是因着神，他的爱是对着每一个人的，而不是对着这些阶级的。
So as we look at the society and the effect of the fall on society today, we appreciate how revolutionary, how radical the love of God is.
所以我们想到今天的社会与之前的来比较，就知道主耶稣他所显出的爱是何等的革命性。
And we speak of this as the everlasting love of God, and we see it all the way back in creation.
并且当我们思想到他的这个爱也是一个永远的爱的时候，我们就连到了从创世以来。
We even see it in glimpses before creation, in the willingness of the Son to come and save us.
甚至在创世以先，那位子他就愿意来拯救世上的人。
Now, as I said, there are exceptions. If we want to do a history lesson, we could see where people have tried to follow God's view of things in society, and they've been not as bad.
那如果我们还愿意再花点时间在历史上的话，我们就看到历史上这些人类好像的例外，都是因着人愿意来顺服神。
But that's another subject.
但这可能是另外一个大题。
Just to conclude, I want to ask, how does this affect you and I?
那我们结束的时候，我们要一同来思想，这对如何影响我们你和我。
Okay. You and I, as human beings, we have the capacity to look on others as less than human.
因为你和我，我们人有一个本领，就是看低其他人，不把别人当人看。
Our Adamic self.Our flesh can easily look at someone and say, well, because of race, they're less.
我们这个亚当的天然的生命很容易说，哦，可能因着种族，这个人就不如我。
Or because of gender, they're less.
或者因着性别，这个人就不如我。
Or because of class, they're less.
或者因着这个社会的阶级，这个人就在我下面。
Or they're not educated as much as me, so they're less.
或者你受教育的程度不如我，我就看低这个人。
This is a risk.This is a danger that we can do this in our flesh.
这是我们在肉体里面常有的一个危险。
So even as we look at slavery in the world, it repulses us. It should repulse us.
所以当我们看到这个世界上还像如今如果还有这些奴隶，我们应该心里就应当有一个反应。
We should recognize that that's in man.Because we're fallen nature.
因为我们就知道这是我们堕落的那个人在那里的一个情形。
And of course, Christ is the answer to all this problem.
而对于这些，就基督是那个答案。
Christ in you and Christ in me.
你里面的基督和我里面的基督
loves every person.
爱每一位
as a creation of God, who can be a disciple of Christ into eternity.
因为我们每一位是神，都是神所创造的，并且都有这样的盼望，成为主的门徒，直到永远。
God never looks at someone and says they're useless.
神从来不会看一个人说这个人没有一点用处。
Because everyone can be a child of God.
因为每一位都能够成为神的儿女。
And a disciple of Christ.
并且成为耶稣基督的门徒。
So,May we, brothers and sisters, allow Christ's love to affect the way we think and our attitude towards others.
所以愿意基督耶稣的爱来影响我们与人的这个交往。
So we watch how Jesus just shattered all these barriers.
当我们看到主耶稣，他实在是破碎了这些使人隔开的障碍。
That you and I, with Christ's help, we can be free of the.Of prejudice and looking down on others.
那靠着主的爱，我们是否也能够舍弃偏见，舍弃那些把人看低的这些成见
？And then we can see other people as God sees them.
能够以神来的眼光来看待每一位每一个人。
Let's close the time with a few prayers.
我们结束的时候有点打
扰。It's just a few.
能靠主的带领，请几位弟兄有点祷告。
Bible reading, Colossians chapter 3, verses 11. And have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Dear Lord, thank you that you touched our brother with this topic. We thank you for your love. You love your creation. You even gave us this accomplishment to take up the other creations, the birds, the animals. But we thank you that you trust us in such things. Dear God, we are different, just like as the our Lord's time, which was conquered by the Roman army. Here, just in this country, United States, we enjoy more of your love. It's unlike the country our brother just mentioned, like China. We thank you. Thank you for such giving us such a grace. We brothers and sisters just also just love each other and have that forgiveness for each other. We really thank you for this message. In Jesus' precious name we pray, Amen.
Lord, as Gentiles have nothing to do with you and we are the common people. But thank you, Lord, for preparing a wonderful way for us, not only that we could become kings and priests, Lord, but we will have a heavenly reward waiting for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for paving the way, Lord. Thank you for leading the way, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for shepherding us every step of the way, Lord. Therefore, help us also not to despise others, Lord, to help others, Lord, to come to know you, Lord, to come to the kingdom of God, Lord. Thank you, Lord. May you continue to gain and work on all of us, Lord. And may you continue to receive glory and honor through our living on earth, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
真大的话语，真理释放和阐明，因为神的话一旦被解开，就放出亮光，且使我们在光中见光。神的话就是灵，就是生命。主要拆毁一切有权有势且如长大麻风的败坏的这个污秽和悖逆，要让贫穷瞎眼、瘸腿和瘫痪的都能看见站起来。 都能让死人复活，让我们在小事上忠心，为去讨神的喜悦。而我们要向玛利亚一样，坐在主的脚前，只听神的话语，去选择和得着那上好的福分。让我们以心盯着主耶稣，让我们去按着他的旨意行，让我们今生活着就为主而活。愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。愿我们在彼此相爱中去活出主耶稣基督生命的荣美和芳香，把一切的荣耀都归于神，直到永永远远。上祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
And how great it is, and how your light enlightens us as we hear your words that are spoken by our brother. Indeed, your word, whenever your word is read, it enlightens us, and light, we can see light, that in your words are spirit and life, that indeed you are the one who breaks down every barrier and that and removes all corruption. You are the one who heals the leprosy and the rebellion in us, causes the blind to see, the lame to walk, and the dead to be raised, that May help us to be faithful even in the little things, that like Mary, we may sit before your feet to listen to your words, and that we may choose the part that is better. And that as we obey your will, may we live for you, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as we love one another, may your love grow and your and life grow in our hearts. We thank you, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But the Lord Jesus, your revolutionary love is above, is wisdom from above. Lord, you love the Abraham. You also want Abraham blessing around him, your people. Lord, we ask you, teach us how to love everyone equally, look like you. You treat us, everyone you want to save, without even one lost. You don't want. Your love is so wonderful. Thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' precious name to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.